Good morning, everybody. Today is the 25th of March 2022, and 2 years ago today, the Coronavirus Act passed through Parliament and it was given royal assent by the Queen and passed into law. And we've had 2 terrible years under the yoke of the Coronavirus Act and the repugnant statutory instruments that were implemented on the back of it. We've had lockdowns, we've had schools being closed, businesses being closed down, enforced by thug police, coerced injections, no jab, no job statutes and regulations. So people have been fired if they're care home workers, for example, who didn't have an injection last year. They tried to bring it in for doctors and nurses this year, but there was great pushback in this country against all of those things. And now, thankfully, finally, the Coronavirus Act has gone. It had a 2 year expiry date on it anyway, but they could have just come back and said, well, we're going to extend it for another year or 2 years. You wouldn't put that past the fake Conservatives and the Labour and SNP, who all acted together in lockstep to implement the first thing 2 years ago. So thank goodness for that. But things are not over, because there are still guidance in place that goes above and beyond the law. And one set of guidance which is still affecting a big area of our national life is the guidance on infection control in the NHS. So the government has still got guidance in place that recommends all healthcare settings have a total mask wearing policy. So for example, anybody in a hospital who even walks through the door of a hospital or a GP surgery, according to government guidance, should be wearing a mask, whether they're a patient, a visitor, or a member of staff. That's not law. There is no law that says you have to wear a mask, but it's the guidance. And the thing is that the government has done this is very underhand. They've outsourced what they want to happen to the NHS trusts and managers there. Now, they should not be implementing this because it goes above the law, but they just look at that, and most of them don't really, you know, have that much of a nuanced understanding of the difference between statute and guidance and law and, you know, all these kind of things. What I recommend you do, okay, we've got to fight this. We've got to continue fighting this. Now, there's a really, really good union which has been representing care home workers and NHS staff, which is called the Workers of England Union. I do a little bit of work for them representing people as well who have had issues with this over the last year or so. Workers of England Union. If you are working in an NHS healthcare setting and someone is harassing you to wear a mask, join the Workers of England Union and they can help you with that. If you're not working there, but you get harassed by somebody insisting that you must wear a mask to be seen as a patient. I saw a very disturbing video the other day of someone who was refused treatment because he wasn't wearing a mask and wouldn't wear a mask. I mean, they don't have the right to refuse you treatment. If you've got any reason whatsoever, clinical reason, mental health reason, why you don't want to wear a mask or you can't wear a mask, they're breaching your rights under the Equality Act. So I would recommend you seek legal advice. I can't give you legal advice myself because I'm not a qualified lawyer or solicitor or barrister, but you know, I would video everything. If someone is harassing you and questioning you about wearing a mask, video everything, video the whole interaction, And then if they've broken the equality law, if they've breached your human rights, then you can take them to court and sue them for breaching your human rights if they try to insist on that, and they won't let you receive treatment, and they won't let you see your relatives. You know, that's something that on an individual basis, you know, if thousands of us fight back and push back on one of these last hangovers from the last 2 years, we can get these things removed because they shouldn't be in place. They should never have been in place. But now with the Coronavirus Act expired, there's absolutely no excuse for anybody to continue to be insisting people wear masks. They don't do anything. So fantastic that we pushed back so much. We've got to continue to be vigilant. Keep pushing back, keep fighting back, because they're going to try to bring things back in another way. Central bank digital currency is on the scheme. It's on the, in part of the scheme that they want to introduce. The World Health Organization's International Pandemic Preparedness Treaty is being prepared for nations to sign in a couple of months' time. Anyone who signs that is just idiotic. You know, we spent decades trying to get out of the European Union because we want to regain our national sovereignty. You know, if Boris Johnson, the fake Conservatives, go and sign this extra treaty that takes away our sovereignty and gives it to the World Health Organization, that's, you know, in a way, just as bad or even worse as being in the EU and having our sovereignty taken away by that body. So, we've got to continue to fight that and speak up about it so people understand the danger of this to our national sovereignty, because we can't have unelected supranational bodies telling us what to do in our nation or any nation. I think every nation who has who's independent and sovereign should not be signing this WHO treaty. So there we go. I'll continue to be speaking more about that and saying more about that as the weeks go on. Anyway, everyone, thanks for listening to this. I hope you have a good day, a blessed day. Please subscribe to my channel. Join me in the Heritage Party if you want to join the political resistance against all of these things. Not just the whole sort of lockdown scenarios that we've had and the things that might come in the future, but also fighting the insane political correctness and wokery and climate nonsense and Green New Deal nonsense that's going on, and the stoking up of wars around the world. We've got to stop that happening as well. So please, you know, links down here, join me in the Heritage Party, and that'll help me and that'll help the country and the world as well. Okay, thank you everybody. God bless you all.